Doris Keane brought up her four kids in Portland and Alaska, walking everywhere and staying active. But she says when she turned 59, everything fell apart.
My legs started bothering me. First it was my knees, and then all along I think it was my sciatica, but I just ignored it. I mean, I just tried to deal with it.
But eventually, she went to a doctor who prescribed Vicodin and muscle relaxers. In 2012, more than 900,000 Oregonians received an opioid prescription. Keane says the drugs worked, but only to a degree.
My body was saying, well, if I take another one, maybe it'll work. So, I mean, that's just human nature, especially when you're in that kind of pain that I was in. You get to the point after months and months of pain where you're begging for anything, anything to relieve the pain.
Keane says in the end, she became addicted. Oregon currently leads the nation in non-medical use of opioids, and about one-third of hospitalizations related to drug abuse here are due to opioids. Keane says her doctor cut her off.
I got very upset when they told me I couldn't have them no more. I said, what do you mean? You gave them to me? What'd you give them for me and then tell me I couldn't have them? I was begging.
Eventually, Keane was referred to the Quest Center for Integrative Health, pain management in Portland. That's where OPB caught up with her, lying on a fold-out chair in a darkened room with about a half dozen other people. She was speckled with acupuncture needles.
I mean, I come in here wearing back braces and knee braces and a crutch, and Dr. Dave told me, get rid of them. They're just weakening your muscles. And when I could walk out of here after the first acupuncture, and actually I didn't know what to do. I had been so long that I wasn't in pain. I was like in shock. I wanted to grab him and kiss him. That's what I told him literally, but I didn't.
Dr. Dave Eisen is the executive director of the Quest Center. He says doctors need to stop thinking of opioids as a first line of defense against pain.
There should be an array of things for people to choose from, whether it be chiropractic care or naturopathic care or acupuncture, nutrition, massage, to try those things, and if they don't work, you use opioids as a last resort.
Eisen's practice offers all those options, plus mental health counseling, alcohol and drug treatment, Chinese medicines, and psychiatric care. The state wants more patients to try this approach. Denise Teray with the Oregon Pain Management Commission says traditionally, the Oregon Health Plan's main way of dealing with back pain involved bed rest and painkillers.
The only thing that might have been covered in the past was narcotics, because those don't require a diagnosis code to define coverage. But treatments such as acupuncture, chiropractor, massage therapy, physical therapy, and rehab, those types of services would never have been covered, or still aren't, until January of 2016.
But starting January 2016, the state will fund many of those back pain treatments. The hope is to catch things early, stop the pain from becoming chronic, and reduce opioid addiction.
Research is out there that suggests that with back conditions, we're spending a lot of money on healthcare treatments and services that aren't improving outcomes.
The Oregon Health Authority is working to calculate the cost of treating back pain within the Medicaid population. While some treatments may cost more than a course of pills, the hope is money will be saved by reducing the number of people who become addicted.